Darren Grimes is a young Briton, 23 years old, and for him, this is not a tragedy. Grimes is deputy editor of a website called Brexit Central. He's also the founder of the Youth Believe campaign. Get it? Believe. Not surprisingly, Grimes is pleased that Britain officially started the process to leave the EU today.
I absolutely think that this will be seen as the best decision that the United Kingdom has made since Margaret Thatcher, since we liberalised and opened up our economy to the world. I think we'll look back on this as a great moment in British history.
Donald Tusk, you may know, the EU president, yes, said today, there's no reason to pretend today is a happy day. We'll miss you, UK, but now we must protect the EU and minimise the cost to us. I mean, if you read between the lines, Brussels is basically saying, if you're saying UK first, then we've got to now say Europe first. So I'm not quite sure I understand your optimism.
I don't believe that we are saying UK first. I think it's actually in the EU's interest to sign a trade agreement with the UK because of the amount of cars that Germany exports to the United Kingdom, the amount of French wine that we buy, Italian fashion. It's very much in the EU's interest to sign a trade agreement with the UK. And that's why I'm optimistic. As well as that trade agreement with the EU, we can reach out and give a hand to the world. And, you know, it looks like America is taking a step back as far as trade's concerned. I think actually the United Kingdom can step up and be a leader in free trade.
Free trade between the UK and whom?
We have working trade relationships with the likes of the Trump administration, with China, with Qatar, for example. You know, there are so many new relationships that we can forge around the world post-Brexit. And I think the UK, with its language, with its common law, with its history as a free trading nation, can sign those trade agreements that make sure that we look forward to a brighter, more prosperous future.
So specifically, what do you hope to now see as a result of Brexit?
I would ideally like to see a more liberal immigration system, one that doesn't discriminate against those from the rest of the world. I want to see us reach out and be a leader in free trade. I want to see the money that we send to the EU cease. I don't want us to waste more money on this European project. But I also want to see us cooperate and have a friendly relationship with the EU.
Your take on immigration is a little surprising because one of the strands of the pro-leave movement was fairly anti-immigrant. Should we be surprised?
I don't accept that.
Nigel Farage and UKIP?
Nigel, whilst I disagree with his campaigning tactics during the referendum debate, actually, the referendum debate focused on control. It said, yes, let's have immigration, but let's have our parliamentarians, our lawmakers, be in charge of who comes here and how many people come here. It talks about having an immigration system which doesn't focus on Europe. Not once did I hear anyone say, look, let's shut our borders, let's retreat from the world stage. What Brexit says is, let's embrace the world, let's have a fair, tolerant immigration system, but let's have one in which the United Kingdom is in control.
A lot of millennials and your contemporaries seem to support staying in the EU. Why do you think you're different?
I haven't known a day since the United Kingdom wasn't in the European Union. And my generation has grown up being told that it's the EU giving us all of this money. They've been told that the EU is this progressive bastion of liberal politics. When actually, if you look at Eastern Europe, if you look at a lot of EU countries that don't have same-sex marriage policies, that don't have liberal immigration policies, I think for too long we've been sold a pup, really, that it's the EU that's this force for progressive politics, when actually the UK is very much ahead of the curve in that respect.
Darren Grimes is deputy editor of Brexit Central. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.